This is a Travel Channel podcast.
What are you reading on your hall wind meter?
Let's see. Yeah, it's a little steadier at 12:13 now.
Light winds are perfect for paragliding. The paraglider is a flexible, inflatable wing.
Okay, left.
The world's slowest aircraft. It cruises at 15 miles per hour. Flight is controlled by deforming the wing. Pilots make turns by pulling on lines attached to each side of the paraglider. The hang glider is much more of a plane, stiffer, faster, and more versatile.
A hang glider is fundamentally an airplane wing with all the rest of the airplane removed and just a triangular control frame that allows us to hang from the center of the wing and control the glider by shifting our weight instead of ailerons like an airplane.
John Heine has designed his own aerobatic hang glider, the Predator.
Predator, we've designed to be of optimum performance for cross-country racing and freestyle. And the shape of the wing out in the tip area is the main thing that allows the higher speed and better glide angle. The Predator will accelerate from minimum speed to 80 miles an hour in less than 5 seconds. And which is just what you need, for example, for doing a loop. A hang glider wing needs about 20 miles per hour of air flowing past it in order to generate the lift to be able to carry your body. Here's how you turn a hang glider. If you want to turn left, you need to shift your body weight to the left, like this. And then in order to roll out of that turn, you need to shift your body weight to the right in order to level out. To speed up, you pull your body weight forward. You go faster. Slow down, you let your body weight back.
In the hands of an expert, a hang glider can soar as high as 20,000 feet, as high as a commercial jet.
Okay, we have found ourselves a thermal, so that's why we're making these turns.
2,000 feet up, John Heine practices his freestyle technique.
I'm a hang gliding freestyler. It's something that very few pilots pursue it to the advanced levels, and partly because it's not really that safe of a thing to do with a hang glider.
In aerobatics, John pushes his hang glider to up to 4 G's acceleration.
They obviously handle the G loading and a little bit more of what we do in freestyle, but in general, you'd like a craft to be at least twice as strong as what you'd expect to use. We fly them 80 and 90 to do loops. That's, of course, well above the recommended maximum speed for the hang gliders, so you have to be careful because you can overstress the glider quite easily.
To perform loops, John pulls cords to tighten his Predator's wing structure.
Well, in order to do a loop, you pull the VG on to tighten the wing up and make it as stiff as possible so it goes as fast as you haul a bar in as fast as you can and get your body as far forward of the control bar as possible, and that gets your nose in a steep dive. You have to judge the speed you're going by the sound of the wind. At the point where you have the speed, you start to ease the bar out.
Momentum carries John through the top of the loop. John Heine holds the world record for consecutive loops in a hang glider.
In 1988, I decided to see how many loops I could do. I got somebody to take me up in a hot air balloon to about 9,000 feet above the ground, and I released and started looping.
Glider away.
When I was about 400 feet off the ground, I had done 52 consecutive loops.